Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, when I talk about that, I've seen miracles happen and blind eyes open and deaf ears open and people raised from the dead. Pastor Dean down here has seen 10 people or a dozen people raised from the dead. Pastor Bobby, I think, has prayed and seen people raised from the dead. When you say something like that, people think, oh man, you must be holy. I wonder what you did to get that kind of power and anointing. Did you know every person in here, the Lord gave you a command to go heal the sick, cleanse a leper, and raise the dead? Every one of you have raising from the dead power on the inside of you. These men aren't holier than the rest of you. I can guarantee you Pastor Dean's not holier than anybody here. But see, people, oh man, if you've seen somebody raised from the dead, you must be holy. No, that's not it. Every one of us have raising from the dead power. Some people have learned that it's not based on our goodness and we just receive it and we take our authority and speak in faith about what Jesus did. Other people out here are thinking, oh, I could never see a person raised from the dead because I haven't prayed enough and I know I'm not studying the Word and I'm not holy enough. And it's your unbelief and the fact that your faith is in you and not in God's grace that is hindering you. You haven't learned the good news that faith doesn't move God. God moved before you existed. God's already provided everything. You don't need, God's not surprised by anything that's going on in your life. He doesn't have to go do something new to get you set free. He's already healed you. He's already saved you. He's already forgiven you. He's already given you joy and peace. Before you ever had a problem, God had already created the supply. His grace provided everything before you ever had a problem. God's not going to respond to you. You have to learn to respond to Him. That's what faith is. Faith is your positive response to what God has already done. You know, I'm saying things here tonight that it took me 20 years to learn. And some of you are listening to this and this is like it's just totally off the page from where you've been. And you're thinking, well, what's the big deal? If this isn't making an impact on you, if this isn't helping explain things, if this isn't a radical statement to you, then you didn't hear what I've said. This is radically different than what religion is preaching. Religion is preaching, do good and then God will bless you. Study the Word and God will give you more anointing. Be right and God will answer your prayers. Do wrong and God's not going to answer your prayers. God's liable to let you die of cancer. The reason nothing's working is because you aren't holy enough. That's religion. And it's teaching that God responds to you. I'm saying God by grace has already provided everything and faith is just your positive response to God. Here's another way of saying it. That faith only appropriates what God has already provided by grace. If God hasn't already provided it, your faith can't make it happen. You can't make God do anything. You can't move God. If God hadn't already moved and provided it, your faith can't make it happen. Now see, this would solve a lot of problems. For instance, I mentioned this during the offering, but you know what? God said that wealth gotten by vanity takes away the life of the owners thereof. If you get wealth quickly, it's a demonic thing. God doesn't do that. He wants you to grow little by little and wax great. And so God has not provided for anybody the combination to the lottery. That's not a part of His atonement. God hadn't provided that by grace, and yet there's people that think, I can have whatever I want, so bless God, I'm saying I'm going to win the lottery. God's given me the right combination. Jesus, cha-ching, amen. You put a quarter in, and I'm going to pull this, and God's coming through. And you're frustrated about why hadn't it happened yet. The reason it hadn't happened is because God's not going to respond to you. You can't make Him do something. He's not going to give anybody the lottery combination. That's against the law. God's not going to break the law. He's not going to fix the lottery for you. You can't make Him do that because He hadn't provided that for you. Look at this verse over in Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now this is a great faith verse. And I'm not against faith. I'm just saying that faith needs to be tweaked so that we make sure that we aren't trying to move God and manipulate God, and instead we're just responding to what God has already done. But there are people that have taken this verse and have used this to say, well, man, whatsoever I desire. Well, I desire a new wife. I desire a new husband. So I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I receive, and praise God, I shall have it. And you wonder why things aren't working. It's because God didn't provide adultery for you in the atonement. That's not a part of what grace has provided. You can't make God do anything. God's not going to help you commit adultery. You can't take this verse and say, I confess with my mouth that I'm going to steal $1 million and they will not catch me because I confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart and I've got it. And I'm standing on Mark 11, 24. It won't work because God didn't provide thievery for you and lies and deception and dishonesty in the atonement. It hasn't been provided, and your faith can't make him do it. All faith can do is just reach out and appropriate what God has already done. There was a woman in Arlington, Texas, who actually had a Bible school. And in this Bible school taught Mark 11, 24, that you can have whatsoever things you desire. And her desire was to marry Kenneth Copeland. And so she confessed that Kenneth Copeland was her husband. And the little minor detail of Kenneth being married to Gloria, the way she dealt with this was that she just cursed Gloria and command Gloria to die and get out of the way. And in her Bible school, she had a wedding dress and a scripture up there that says Mark 11, 24, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. And she had a wedding where she married Kenneth in the spirit. He wasn't there, but in the spirit she married Kenneth, and she cursed Gloria and just waited on Gloria to die and get out of the way. That's been 30-something years ago. And guess what? I don't know if this woman is still alive, but Gloria is. And Kenneth and Gloria are still married, and it didn't come to pass. And of course, most of us just say, oh, well, of course, why? Nobody would do that. Why not? It says whatsoever. Isn't that a whatsoever? Whatsoever you desire. This woman desired Kenneth Copeland and desired Gloria to die. Why can't you stand on Mark 11, 24 and kill a person and marry their spouse? Why can't you do that? Whatsoever you desire, just say it, believe it, and if you doubt not, it shall come to pass. You know why that won't work? Because God, by grace, did not provide you with murder and adultery as a part of what he provided. Faith doesn't make God do anything. Faith only reaches out and appropriates what God has already provided. This would give maturity and stability to you and take away a lot of the weirdness where people are trying to use their faith to win the lottery and to get somebody else's mate and to use it to hurt this person over there, just totally selfish, because God didn't provide for any of those things. And another thing it would do, if you understood that God's already provided it and faith isn't making God do something, it's only appropriating what he's already provided, then it would take the struggle out of faith to where you didn't have to make God do something. Instead, you're just, Father, I receive what you've already provided. It is so much easier to lose something that you have than it is to go get something that you don't have. That's a big statement right there. It is so much easier just to say, Father, thank you that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead has now been placed on the inside of me. I have raising from the dead power on the inside of me. Now that's true of every born again believer according to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is on the inside of you. Every person who's born again has raising from the dead power on the inside of you. And yet there are some of you that have hurts, pains, paralysis, sickness, disease, depression, discouragement. and you've got the raising from the dead power right here. Just inches, inches from your born again spirit is raising from the dead power, and you can't even get your hangnail healed. You can't even get over a headache. And yet you got raising from the dead power. What's the problem? Because grace alone doesn't release the power of God. You've got to learn to respond positively to what He has already provided instead of trying to do something to make God give you something that He hasn't done yet. Most people see healing as something that hasn't taken place. And they say, well, it hasn't. I got a doctor's report to prove that it hasn't. All a doctor can test is your physical body. They can't check your spirit. In the spirit, you got raising from the dead power on the inside of you. You got this resurrection power. Every one of you have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24, where it says, by His stripes you were healed, is a true statement. In the spirit, you already have the grace of God that has brought healing, that has brought deliverance and salvation. It's already there. But most of us, instead of trying to release what God has already done through thankfulness and just resting in Him and trusting it, we are trying to get God to do something, which is actually unbelief. We don't believe that it's already done. The Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And yet we typically come into church and, oh God, we ask you to come and be with us tonight. Oh God, just come. Oh God, send forth your power. You know what that is? Unbelief. It's quiet in this Presbyterian church. Some of you are thought, what's wrong with that? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Where two or three are gathered together, I'm in your midst. And you're asking Him to do what He said He's already done. You know why you're begging God to come? Because you don't believe He's here, because you haven't felt a goosebump. Nobody's run the aisle. Nobody's screamed and shouted, fallen on the floor and bounced on the floor. And because you haven't seen anything, well, then God must not be here. No, He's here. It just means that you're carnal.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-159 titled, Who's Responsible? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline, and you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call and remember to get these products.